Nowadays, you don't have to be an NBA player to earn millions of dollars every single month. You don't have to be LeBron James and score 40,000 points. You don't have to be Ronaldo and score bicycle goals at the age of 40. You can earn millions of dollars just by creating content on the internet. What content am I talking about, you might ask? Well,
I just need to know, like, how much are you making a month?
I don't know if I don't really want to hurt your feelings. I just don't.
The content that doesn't require any morals and values. I wish I had some big juicy milkers right in front of me and no morals, because how the f*** does this girl earn $44 million a year just by posting on her OnlyFans? Listen, if you expect me to go crazy on this girl for making $44 million a year, you clicked on the wrong video. You might be mad at the wrong person here, champ. Can a car drive recklessly without its driver? I don't think that's possible, motherfucker. If your soda is out of reach and you reach over to grab it, and in a turn of unfortunate events you end up falling to the ground, who are you gonna be mad at? The soda that is inside the cup? I don't think so. The person that put the soda there out of reach? Or maybe you will be mad at yourself. If I was alive in ancient Greek times, I maybe low-key, high-key, maybe would have been classified as a philosopher. Don't be mad at the girls who do OnlyFans, because at the end of the day, they are just getting that back, regardless of the fact if I think it's completely wrong or not. Be mad at the people who fuel the machine. Horny, lonely men. Hate the players, don't hate the game. People who actually go out of their way and subscribe to OnlyFans girls are by far, by a land mile, the weakest link in the food chain. I never understood the concept of buying an OnlyFans. Why doesn't just one person buy all the pictures and videos, and that one person then shares it with the rest of the world? That's when I did a little research and came to the conclusion that that is simply not possible. The motherfuckers who actually buy and leak this shit, they want money too. How fucking ridiculous is that? Just for the leaks? It's an endless cycle of who is gonna profit off of the unmanly, miserable, fatherless, horny guy first. It's quite ironic that it's us men complaining about the OnlyFans epidemic when it's primarily men keeping this fuckery alive. I don't have to elaborate on the fact that OnlyFans is doing irreversible damage to society. This topic has been talked about more than enough. But I feel like the ones that can call themselves subscribers of an OnlyFans girl are the real idiots here. How can you look into the mirror when you know you are paying to see? Just see something other guys have fun with. How fucking pathetic is that? Don't you feel weak? Don't you feel worthless? If y'all would just touch grass and stop being horny for a single week, one single week. I know, mission impossible, right? All of this OnlyFans bullshit would vanish. It would quite literally dissolve right in front of our eyes. Or we could just, like China, ban the fucking site, bro. You can be complaining, but at the same time keeping this shit alive. Men actually used to go to war. Men actually used to be men. Men used to hunt down mammals to make sure wife and kids are gonna be safe. The fact that OnlyFans is thriving and more profitable than it has ever been is just a reflection of the sad state men are currently in. How about you invest all that money that you spend for a person that literally does not give a fuck about your well-being? A person that doesn't give a flying fuck about the fact whether you're alive or not? A person that quite literally wants the worst for you? How about you invest that money in yourself? Go get a gym membership. Go outside and do something that is fun. Work on yourself. Just do something that is slightly productive. Because everything, and I totally mean this, everything is more productive than subscribing to an OnlyFans girl. Watching paint dry and grass grow is on the same level of productivity. It's so ironic that these motherfuckers are the ones that actually want female attention the most. So much so that they pay to get messages on OnlyFans, when in reality, all they do by behaving like this is scaring the hoes even more. Law of attraction. If you behave like a horny piece of shit 24/7, you will never attract a single girl in your life. And if you're okay with living off of paid messages your whole entire life, I just feel bad for you, bro. Now, obviously, we cannot overlook the fact that a lot of the times, these girls advertise their shit to minors, which is a complete separate problem on its own. And there is not much that I can do here. That's a case for the police. I can only try to speak to you. Come on, bro. Don't be a bitch. Be a man. Man the fuck up and try to actually attract what you're looking for.
Very angry while trying to strangle my balls. Wipe my ass with some butter while scraping shit on the wall. But honestly, overall, I like popping an Adderall while dancing around, clapping a pansy and overalls.